Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. Question of the morning this morning. This was awesome. Melanie looks at Kevin and she goes, is Luke Bryan coming to Tampa this year? Well,
You guys are such jerks.
Question of the morning.
I knew he was coming.
It was a few minutes before 6. Is Luke Bryan coming to Tampa this year?
Okay.
I'm like, well, 7:40 every morning, that's all we've been giving away.
But yeah, but we give away tickets to things in Orlando as well. So we've been giving, we gave out Miranda Lambert and Maren
Morris.
They're going to Orlando.
We are flying you to Grand Rapids, Michigan
you
to see Luke Bryan. It's crazy.
We did a whole to-do about he's coming to Tampa twice.
I know. Remember, half the station showed up to announce that he was coming
this past Monday.
Yeah. That he was coming.
People were showing up.
If it was at the AMP or if it was over in Orlando.
If it were in Orlando, no one would have.
Nobody
cared.
Nobody would have said anything.
Mm.
All right. Anyways, question in the morning this morning, everybody: is Luke Bryan coming to Tampa? And he is. And you're going to win tickets at 7:40.
Look at that.
Hey,
did you hear
Bryan's coming to Tampa?
Oh, you just wait for it.
We weren't supposed to talk about that yet, but oh well, we don't care. We don't care. We're risk takers. Bryan's coming to Tampa.
Hey, you know that coffee I gave you this morning?
Yeah, I'm taking it back. No, that was good, man.
Hey,
that was good.
Melanie, Cole Swindell's with him, too.
It's crazy. Mm.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
I do appreciate the coffee, though. That was nice of you. Hey, Kevin, did you hear Dunkin' Donuts sells coffee?
I can't believe it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Man, today was like Christmas when I woke up. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie.
Really?
Yeah, well, I get all these like Twitter notifications, like news in the night and stuff like that while I was sleeping. And I got this thing that apparently agave, which is in tequila, is really good for you now. Like they did all these scientific studies.
Yeah.
And it has like this low glycemic whatever. And it, long story short, drink more tequila. And they're actually saying that this helps your digestion process overall.
Agave. So it's in tequila. It's in mezcal. It's a plant.
What is
it looks
mezcal?
Like, oh, it's like tequila.
Oh, okay. What do you mean it's like tequila? Like it is tequila?
No, it's very similar to tequila in the taste, but mezcal is its own liquor.
Whoa.
Yeah, you guys don't know about mezcal.
I don't, man.
Have you ever had
Just got out of college, though. This sort of makes sense, by the way.
Have you ever had the tequila with the worm at the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, most of the times that's mezcal, not tequila.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been drinking mezcal my whole life.
Maybe you have, yeah.
Hell, those little tricky bartenders know I order tequila and they give me a mezcal.
They're like, this dummy won't know the difference.
Yeah, they're right.
I just looked it up. Both do have agave, though.
Thank God. Agave is this nectar, and it's better than sugar, and it's healthier. Like I said, it really helps your insides, like your digestion system.
Okay.
And so they're recommending that, you know, you would drink this over other things, you know.
Yes.
Like water?
Sure. All right, I'm making that part up. But I'm just saying, I made that part up. But I'm just saying the health benefits. Although this does happen a lot. Like last year, what was it? Coconut oil? That was a big thing. Drink more or eat more coconut oil.
Yeah, they had all sorts of stuff about coconut oil. And then in the past, too, they've said, you know, drink wine. And it's the equivalent of working out. Remember those
studies?
Right.
Have wine and it's better than grapes and stuff, which is impossible.
Yeah.
But I still will go with
it.
I'll fall for it, though.
Right.
This is stuff I want to fall for. So agave, healthy, drink more of it, better than sugar. Oh, remember raw sugar? That was like the big kick, drink or eat raw sugar.
Yeah.
My wife fell for that. She fell for it.
I did too.
I've got a box of raw sugar. I think we used it like twice. Because I don't know what happened. Like we had it twice and then we didn't wake up with a six pack. And she's like, I'm done. I'm not doing this. It's a lie. It's a scam.
Here's the best part about it is that you only fall for the things that we want to fall for.
It's exactly right.
I can have raw. You're saying sugar?
Right.
Absolutely. Got to try this one out to see if it works. Oh, you're saying drink more tequila? Where are the shots? But the ones that actually say like exercise more, it's good for you. You're like, I'm not too sure about this one.
There it is again. Fake news right there.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QIK.
All right, the wedding is getting closer and closer and closer.
Mine?
Huh? No. Yeah. You confused me for a minute. I was like, oh, yeah, you're getting married, too. No, I was talking about, like, real important people. Carly Pearce and Michael Ray.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. Isn't her new song Closer and Closer, Kevin?
Closer to You.
That's why I kept saying Closer and Closer and Closer. I was like, why is that in my mind? It was like, because she has that song Closer, 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 Closer to You, right?
Good song, yeah.
I love that song.
It is good.
And now she's getting closer to her wedding date. I can relate.
Okay, but they haven't picked a first dance song. Is that normal? This like, should that already be done or not?
Usually, don't you just go with if you have a song, it's kind of already set? We didn't have to pick one because we already had a song.
She's doing interviews saying they haven't picked a song, although that they agree that it's very, very, very important, but they said they're just not there yet. So she was talking about this interview because the average couple spends 528 hours planning their wedding.
Man.
And Carly,
oh, I believe it.
Carly,
couple,
was,
do they mean wife?
500.
Like the girl?
No wonder why these things don't work out half the time. You're so burnt out by the time you get to it. Like, you're just burnt out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any more time to spend on this. Anyway, so she's like, hey, me and Michael, we just don't have enough. We don't have that time because they tour and they're not together a lot. So they spend a lot of time planning it on FaceTime. God, that'd be frustrating.
Ugh, yeah.
FaceTime wedding planning.
Yeah.
528 hours is 22 full days.
But you're already married before you get married. I mean, it's just like, that's a lot of time. Anyway, if you've got suggestions for Michael Ray and Carly Pearce, their first dance song, you can text it to us. And what would you, like, if you were them, Melanie, what would you, let's say you're the wedding consultant, what would you?
I would suggest that they do a song together or something. They do, I don't know. Yeah, I would suggest that they do a song together. Maybe they pick their favorite song and then they record it together. Or
think
something.
A little less, kiss a little more, think a little less. That because that's Michael Ray. I thought it should be them.
It's that's not a first dance song for me.
Oh, I bet you that's how they met.
I mean, don't doubt that.
All right. What about her Every Little Thing?
Every Little Thing.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Every Little Thing.
Is it weird that it would be a song like one of them are singing but not the other?
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Is
I
Michael
think they
Ray
should
jealous?
Record something that
so
they...
like Tim McGraw, Faith
yes,
Hill.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. But then right. they do it.
I got you.
That'd be my suggestion. I mean, if you are you're country stars and you can sing, you've got to incorporate that somehow in the wedding.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. So Every Little Thing is your vote. Text us 800-992-1099. What should be Carly Pearce and Michael Ray's first dance song?
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
I think the massive conspiracy theory is among parenting that there is a favorite kid. And I think it's true. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Melanie, you're probably figuring this out now because you're planning a wedding.
Yeah.
So I think your senses are ultra high, like ultra sensitive. And you're realizing now that maybe you're not the favorite kid.
I realized this a long time ago.
But you're seeing proof now?
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom says it. My mom says that I'm not her favorite child.
Hold on. It's like Fight Club, though. Like, as a parent, you can't admit it. She's breaking the rule of favorite kid club.
Yep.
Like, totally, you can't admit it.
She's broken it. Because Michael, my older brother, I have three older brothers. So the youngest of the three, he is the golden boy, the golden child, and she treats him just completely different. And so when people say, like, oh, Michael, your favorite child, she's like, ha, yeah. I mean, she says it.
What's the reason you think? Like, has she even told you a reason why you're not the favorite? Why you're not number one?
No.
But why do you think?
I think that, for one, she had three boys before she had me. And she always says, like, she's a boy's mom. She, like, wasn't really prepared, I guess, to be, like, a girl mom.
So she didn't want you.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, no, she wanted you to be a boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. So she was just like surprised when she found out I was a girl. And then she just kind of raised me like a boy. I was like a tomboy. So I think that just from the get-go,
you know,
I was
like,
screwed.
You kind of look like a boy today. I can't lie.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm just saying
you're
the way you're
so nice to me this morning.
You dress like a boy today. You have.
How do you dress like a boy? I have an old concert tee on.
Right.
And then I have like a green jacket.
Which looks like you're in the army.
Yeah, it's kind of like a military jacket.
Right. And then.
And then this nail polish
Kevin,
and this makeup.
Didn't you say this is somewhat boyish, the outfit?
I believe that was my quote.
Yep. Somewhat boyish.
When did you say that? When I was out of the room?
I don't know about when he said it. I was just saying.
So you guys are talking when I'm leaving the room.
All right, back to your
mom.
Thank you. So you are not the favorite. You've accepted this.
I'm obviously not the favorite in here either.
But this still bothers you.
Yeah, well, it does bother me because it's just becoming so obvious. And it kind of hurts my feelings. We went to dinner the other night for an early Mother's Day dinner because she lives out of town. So she was here. We went to dinner and the bill came and I picked it up because it's Mother's Day. I paid for my niece and stuff. And when she got her to-go box for her food, she was about to get on a plane. So she's not taking the food with her. She took her leftovers and she's like, oh, here, Michael, you can have these. Meanwhile, I paid for the dinner.
So the leftovers go to him, but you paid.
The golden boy, yeah.
Yeah, she had to take care, she had to feed him first.
Of course.
Oh, man. So like in an apocalypse or something, she would feed the boys first.
Yes.
Whoa. Now I see why you're trying to dress up as a boy. You're trying to trick her to be like,
That's why.
Now I see what you're doing. Yeah, it's gotten into your head a little bit. All right. Are you not the favorite and why? Text us 800-992-1099. Dirks. That's Livin' 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So Melanie's figured out, well, you know for a while you're not the favorite kid of your family, but I guess your mom just doesn't even hide it anymore.
Not at all. I don't know if it's because she's getting older or what, but she is not hiding it whatsoever.
She's getting older. She wants to make sure when she kicks the bucket that you really knew, right?
Yes. Like that's
but now you're planning a wedding, so you're probably like, hey, maybe you could fake it a little bit, right? Because you're in that sensitive kind of, you need that. Do you need your mom to like help you plan
you
a wedding?
Think. So I'm pretty independent, and I think that's part of it too. And we got a text from Kathy who said that she was so independent that that's why, or sorry, Teresa said that she was so independent that that's why her mom didn't pick her as like the favorite because everybody else relied on her more. So no, I'm not really relying on my mom to do anything with the wedding, but it would be nice. I feel like she will be so involved with my brother Michael's wedding.
See, and I get it. I'm very surprised. How many people are like all about texting in that they're either the favorite or they're not the favorite? Like a lot of kids know they're not the favorite.
Yeah, it's insane. Somebody texted in and said, I'm an only child and I'm also not the favorite because my mom actually liked my cousin better than me.
Oh, man. When you go outside of that into the cousin realm, You must have really screwed up. Yeah, you must have really screwed up.
And then we have a mom who texted in and she says, my favorite child changes on the daily basis. I'm an equal opportunity mother. Now, do you find that to be true? Even though you're not saying you have a favorite, but are there some days where you're just like, oh, this kid's less annoying than this one?
Let me break it down for y'all. Let me tell y'all how to do this, okay? Parents, let me tell you something. Now, we all know that you have a favorite, and that's cool.
So it is true.
But let me tell you how you do this. You tell every one of the kids in private that they're the favorite. But if they ever tell any other kids that you've told them, they won't be the favorite anymore. Guess what? They all think they're the favorite.
There you go.
Now, that's how you do it.
That's a good strategy.
I've been doing this for 11 years.
It's pretty good, buddy.
5 kids. Hasn't failed me yet. And they all, you know what's funny? Like something will happen and one of them will look at me and they'll kind of be like, what's up, my brother? Your favorite. They're like, yeah, I know. You know, and they kind of bang the fist on their heart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then something else will happen. The other one will look at me and they're like, you got me right. I'm like, still the favorite. Yep. All day.
You are such a little liar.
And they all think they're the favorite. I told them all they were in private. All right.
So Kevin, what about you with two?
It changes day to day sometimes.
Yeah, but you don't tell them though.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you only got two. You don't have to. You're still playing man to man defense with two. But I mean, me and my wife, we're in zone defense. You do whatever you can, man.
Absolutely.
Keep the house contained.
So everyone's the favorite child. They just don't know that.
Because I'm giving up a lot of first downs, but I'm just trying to keep them out of the end zone. So I do whatever I can do.
Yeah.
I like it.
Zone defense. Give up yards. Bend, don't break, baby. Bend, don't break.
Yes.
You're the favorite. Just don't tell anybody.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, fellas, the countdown is on. Getting close to the 11th hour. Mother's Day this Sunday. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know, I was a Mother's Day baby. I was born on Mother's Day.
Oh, what a great Mother's Day gift.
And yeah, I think, I mean, that's what I remember. You know, my mom passed away when I was 18, but I remember talking to her about it. And she was like, yeah, most of the day was really good, like after you came. But getting you here was really tough. So it was like half the Mother's Day was great.
Yeah, it's like, welcome to being a mom. She's like, oh, my gosh, this is the most painful day of my life.
Doctors are ripping me out. And it's just, but I remember her telling me most of the day was really great.
Well, that's
good. But part of the day, she's like, it was tough.
Yeah, it would have been bad if she said most of the day, you know, before you got here.
Right.
That was the
good. Right. You never know, man. All right, so the Groupon did this survey for Mother's Day this weekend, and these are the top things moms want. And so what they did is they tracked moms, so people had Groupon accounts that they knew were moms, and what they were searching for, because what they were thinking is they were kind of trying to throw hints to people of what to get them.
Got it.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, Bob, there's this thing on Groupon. It's Mother's Day. Maybe you should hook me up. A nice meal at a restaurant came in at number one. Flowers came in at number two. A card came in at number three. I find it hard to believe a card at number three.
I'm surprised it's not higher up, because don't moms love getting cards?
I think that's what everybody wants you to believe, like Hallmark wants you to believe. I don't know that a mom would really want a card. That's just
really?
Me. I don't know.
Dang, I wasted money on that Love
now,
Pop card.
Inside the card,
not cheap.
Inside the card, is there a $5,000 gift card for Target? That's a great card. That's a good card. But not just a card.
$1,000.
I was just throwing out a number.
Jeez. I mean, I love you, Mom, but I don't have that much to just give you.
Now you want to be a mom really, really bad.
Yeah.
Something their child made them. I got to tell you, I don't know. Like, I think this is cool in the beginning, but as time goes on, because all this stuff starts like stacking up and you don't know where to put it. Like, we have a drawer, which is now turned into a cabinet, which soon will be probably like a storage shed of like stuff the kids make you. It just piles and piles and piles up.
So those popsicle stick picture frames, those are out.
That's
when you're 30.
One.
You should
probably
just not make those anymore.
The seashell frames are a big one.
What about the macaroni necklaces? Are those still cool?
That was that's kind of out now, but it was cool. I remember one was a Fruit Loop necklace, which is good.
Oh, it serves two purposes.
Right.
You know, stylish, edible.
Well, that's a good thing about it. It doesn't take up room because you just eat it.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, look what I made for you. Oh, thanks. Doesn't take up any room. I love this.
Your children just give me food, anything that's edible, and then it doesn't like junk up the house or anything. It's perfect.
The list winds up with perfume, jewelry, clothes, and a massage. Nothing shocking there. But my thing is here too, and this is what I wonder. And Mom's Texas, you don't have to give us your name. You can call us if you want. But listen, if you could, okay, what if Mother's Day was a day that you were not with your kids? Like, what if it truly was a day off from your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
I think that's what every mother wants.
See, I do too, and I don't think anybody wants to say it. I think every mom really wants their husband to get a babysitter and to go out and do adult stuff.
Yes.
I believe that's what they want. Because it's not kids' Mother's Day. It's not mother-kids' day. It's Mother's Day.
Right.
Right?
And I think that just like with Valentine's Day and stuff, you should be appreciating your mom, you know, throughout the year.
Sure.
So make her macaroni necklaces other days or Fruit Loops.
Right.
And then on that particular day, just leave her alone and let her live her life.
800-992-1099. Honestly, moms, be for real. Wouldn't you like to wake up and your husband, your boyfriend, your partner, whatever, is like, hey, you're not going to believe this. The kids have an announcement. The kids are like, Mommy, we saved all of our money. And we got you a babysitter today for 8 hours. And you and Daddy
can do whatever you
Steve
want.
Steve or whoever the guy is going out.
She may not even
have
want you there.
Fun.
Let her have her own day.
We're paying for your Uber. You can drink. You can go to it. Now, is that really what moms want?
I think that's a great gift. If you have young children, that are still in the house, absolutely.
But I think the politically correct thing, though, to say is like, no. It's pancakes with the kids and then sit out in the back and look at the trees. And you know what I mean?
Look
like
at the trees.
I'm just making
Are
stuff
you
up.
Bird
but you know,
watching?
You know what
oh,
I'm
this
saying?
Mother's Day is terrible.
That's what I think. I think the new Mother's Day is like, you know what I mean? I think that's the new Mother's Day. Call us or text us. And what you doing at the courthouse coming up in two songs. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QYK.
All right. We've got Kyle, our courthouse correspondent, Tampa Bay Area Courthouses, asking people, hey, what are you doing here this morning? You know, these cases are going to start here in the next hour or so. So they're outside, probably getting a smoke break in. And
oh, you know it.
Probably fine-tuning their legal strategy.
Oh, my gosh. Some of them, I'm just like, why didn't you use the free attorney that they offered you?
Kyle is ready to go and talking with someone now. Here we go.
What brings you to the courthouse today?
Hey, man. So my story starts about a week ago.
I wake up after a drunken night out on the town, you know, hanging out with the boys or whatever. Somebody's knocking on my door real heavy, and I'm like, yo, that upsets me. I open it up, and I'm like, who the hell is... I see two cops standing there, you know what I mean? Hey. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. What's going on? They're like, we're here in reference to a petty theft inquiry. And I'm like, all right, take a look around my room. I see a skateboard there that doesn't belong to me. And I'm like, man, I probably stole this skateboard last night. So I'm like, does it happen to be about a skateboard? And they're like, you know, you didn't have to say anything. We haven't read you your rights yet. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're arresting me? And they're like, yeah, we're arresting you. You stole the skateboard.
Man, this is the coolest, most chill arrest I've ever heard about in my life. Like, they're like, you didn't have to say it, but you did. And then they're like, whoa, okay, cool.
Could you imagine if it was about drugs? It's like, is this about that cocaine bag that I have? And it's like, yeah, actually it is. Oh, okay.
I love how these cops are actually like, you know, you don't have to tell us this stuff.
You didn't even have to tell us.
But he keeps on telling them.
Yep.
So next thing I know, I'm getting walked through USF campus with a pair of handcuffs on me, screaming my lungs off for the fun of it, really. Now I'm here. Everybody on campus thought I was dealing drugs, though, so they probably think I'm cool.
Man, what a letdown. All those people on campus that thought they knew you. What a letdown. It was just the whole time you're just stealing skateboards.
Oh, man.
Man, what a fall from grace. All right, that is what you're doing at the courthouse this morning. Great story.
Yeah, go Bulls. Wow.
Yeah, go Bulls. And if you're missing a skateboard, you may want to head down to the courthouse this morning. I think I have an idea who may have it. All right, coming up, Luke Bryan tickets. Callers 9 and 10 for Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game, 800-992-1099. Call us right now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Luke Bryan tickets. That's what we're playing for right now with the name game. David and Steven are contestants this morning. David, you were the ninth caller. I'm going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, David. And you're going to have to name one thing in that category within 5 seconds. Steven, you will have 5 seconds to respond after David names one thing. Then you guys will go back and forth, only 5 seconds apiece, no repeats. And whoever runs out of items first, obviously, will not win. All right, we've got 5 seconds on the clock. David, school is winding down. Oh, my goodness. It's almost summertime.
Can't believe it.
Name subjects at school. Go.
English, math, science, health, English.
English was already said, David. Can't repeat, my brother. You flunked out of the freaking name game, man.
Oh, man.
Steven, congratulations. You got those Luke Bryan tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
You ready for a good cry? A good cry.
Oh, I like a good cry. Everyone needs one every once in a while.
All right, a good cry is coming up next. It's happy ending. Feel good. I'm blowing the whole thing for you, but I'm just telling you, it's a good cry.
Are animals involved? I love
yes.
animal stories.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And it's good. It's next. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. All right. It's time for the good cry of the day. And that'll be like an everyday segment. Maybe we'll do good cry of the day. So this man up in Maine, he gets on this website. It's called the North Florida Rescue of Maine. They rescue dogs who are in Florida who need a home, and they rehome them in Maine.
Okay. Okay.
So this guy's name's Nick. He's on the website, and he's looking around. Be careful going on that rabbit hole, Nick.
I know. Once you look at puppies, it's hard to not just adopt one.
By the way, this guy, Nick, already has a 7-year-old yellow lab that he loves, and they're best friends, right? But he's on this website, and he sees a little black lab named Emerson. And Emerson's story is that Emerson is the only one of his litter that hasn't been rescued. He's the only one. Everybody else, his guy, all his brothers and sisters are gone.
Yeah.
So Emerson's all alone. And they put up a little picture next to him. They said, I'm Emerson. All my brothers and sisters left. They found homes. I'm the only one left. And it's because I'm deaf. I can't hear. But I'd still love to be your friend. Okay? So Nick goes to bed that night, and he's like, God, why am I keep thinking about Emerson? Why do I keep thinking about Emerson? He wakes up the next morning, and he asks his 7-year-old yellow lab, would you be cool if we got Emerson? He says the lab said, yeah. So it's cool. We'll go with that, right? He gets Emerson. He rescues Emerson. Emerson lives there. But here's the craziest part of the story, right? Emerson and his 7-year-old lab are now best friends, but Nick is teaching Emerson sign language, and he's picking it up, and I'm just going...
Yeah, because, well, Nick, the guy who adopted the dog, is deaf.
Right. So
he adopted a deaf dog.
I know. So they're teaching each other...
Yes.
Sign language. He says the dog is actually teaching him things that he didn't realize that the dogs could do. He's like, so we're learning from each other.
So cute.
It's just insane. And they're happy together. Nick's dog and Emerson are best friends. The dog now is learning sign language. Nick is learning things from the puppy. It's just crazy. It's all working out together. So there's your good cry of the day. And the entire litter has been rescued.
Yay.
And Emerson is happy and he's learning sign language. Isn't it crazy that a dog who's deaf can wind up with a guy who's deaf? And now they're teaching each other.
I mean, it's just the best. This is great. And the fact that people didn't want the dog because he was deaf, you know, people were like, oh, this is going to be too much work.
It's too much work.
Because I want to be able to call the dog, have it come over and all of that. And this guy's like, listen, I've been living my whole life like this, and this dog deserves a chance, so let me adopt him.
There you go. There's your good cry of the day.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie on the way at 8:50. Get ready, Nutbags North of Florida. Nutbags North of Florida.
These are my favorite stories because it's no one from Florida. It's just the crazies everywhere else.
Yeah, we're giving Florida a total pass on this, and we'll concentrate on Nutbags in 49 other states. That's coming up just after 8:50 on QYK. Tomorrow morning at 7:40. Man, no better way to kick off the weekend than Luke Bryan tickets.
Yes, such a good prize and possibly a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, a great Mother's Day gift. You'll be off the hook. That's all you'll need.
Oh, totally.
All right, so get ready for that at 7:40 tomorrow morning, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, just like Oklahoma. Man, Blake Shelton would be proud right now.
Would he or would he be embarrassed?
Yeah, he'd be a little embarrassed. This could be a song, though. I'm going to have to work on the title after I tell you the story. This guy in Oklahoma, he was busted for throwing concrete blocks through police car windows.
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing. This has become his signature crime. It turns out this is what he wanted to be known for. And after pulling this off several times, the police actually caught him in the act. He's a serial concrete block thrower. He was arrested 3 times for this. The police think he's done it many, many more times. He did say he wasn't sure why he wanted to do this, but he did admit this is what he wants to be known for in life.
What? That's really what you decided.
Goals, my man. Goals.
I think it could be a country song, only I'm thinking it's Carrie Underwood.
Ooh.
You know, not enough concrete in Oklahoma.
That's pretty good.
On to something.
That's pretty good. Not enough concrete in Oklahoma. Blake did God's Country. Could be Concrete Country.
I mean, that's what he wants to be known for. I cannot believe that this is what this guy actually told police.
Blake did Old Red, could be Old Concrete.
Old Concrete.
I mean, anything could really be a country song if you try hard enough.
A guy with a girl, a guy with a block of concrete. I don't know.
I
mean,
this
could really get stupid, I guess, but I don't know. It could really get dumb.
I'm just a guy with a bunch of concrete blocks.
And then he had Austin, it could just be concrete. I don't know.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
I mean, I find myself just saying summer. I say summer, but it's not. It's some of it. It's Eric
it's
Church.
So close.
99.5 QYK. I got my wife and my kids saying summer now. Not because I told them to, just because they hear me singing summer. And it is summer.
Well, I can't unhear it because of you.
I know. It's summer. No, it's not. Some of it's Eric Church. Anyway, it's 99.5 QYK. I had to get that off my chest. This story, this is like one of those stories that you hear about and you're like, well, this is fake, but it's not fake.
Well, part of it's fake,
well,
technically.
Geez, I didn't even try that.
Have you ever...
that's something that happens and I didn't try, and it really worked out. The boss will like this. He's always telling us how not funny we are, how much fun we're not having all the time. Like, it's all I ever hear from him. And now that is fun and funny, and I feel so guilty because I didn't even mean it.
Well, I kind of felt guilty the first time I read this story, but then I realized that the guy who it's about was having fun with it. So I'm like, okay, we can laugh at it.
Right.
Have you ever been skydiving?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy out in... when you skydive, you got to make sure everything's secure.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's the first thing you've got to do. I've never been before. But this guy, unfortunately, did not make sure that a very important part of his body was secure, and that was his prosthetic leg.
Ooh.
So this happened out in Santa Rosa, California. This 39-year-old who goes skydiving all the time, he jumped out of an airplane, and his prosthetic leg came off, and... disappeared because
midair it came
midair.
That's
the
crazy.
Thing goes flying 1,000 feet in the air.
Oh my,
10,000 feet.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah, 1,000 feet. You're, believe it or not, you're about to land, but 10,000 feet, and it's crazy up there. Let me tell you, it's crazy at 10,000 feet when you're just out there flying. Why did he want his why did he want to jump with his leg on?
He always has.
Oh.
So he always, I guess, made sure that it was secure. This time it was a little loose. So 10,000 feet up in the sky and one leg, 10,000 feet in one leg.
Right.
It did not stay on. Mm. And so when he landed, he didn't have his prosthetic leg. And it cost him $15,000, by the way, too. So this is like losing a very, very expensive piece of jewelry or something else when you're jumping out of the sky.
Or your leg, right.
I know, but $15,000? That's crazy. Thankfully, the local sheriff's department, they posted on Facebook saying, hey, this guy lost a leg. So if you happen to find it, he's looking for it. It cost him a ton of money, and he wants it back. And a guy was working in a local lumber yard, finds the leg.
The leg landed in a lumber yard?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And then they return it to the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department has now reunited the man with his leg. And the update on social media is that he continues to go skydiving. This time he's just making sure that all of his limbs are, you know, intact.
The leg is, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You said reunited, and I thought
fastened.
About the, you know, reunited,
and it feels so good.
Right, reunited with my leg, like you knew I would.
All right. Thank you for that update. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.